week in Mashle. Okay, we know that the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put the Ner Chanukah al Pesach Beisim. That's the Iker Takana. In Hayadar Ba'aliyah, you put it in the Chalom, in the window, to sum up to the Rishis HaRabim. In B'Shas HaZakonah, Menich HaShulchan HaVidayah. B'Shas HaZakonah, if there's religious persecution, so then you just light the Ner Chanukah on the Shulchan, inside the home. Tosfos in Shabbos points out, let's say your home is not close to the Rishis HaRabim. There's a chotzer between your home and the Rishis HaRabim. It used to be that they would have batim opening into chatzeros, opening into Rishis HaRabim, or to a mavui, which would itself open into Rishis HaRabim. So what do you do in such a case? Let's say your bayis doesn't open into Rishis HaRabim, the chotzer opens into Rishis HaRabim. The Tosfos says, then you should light on the Pesach of the chotzer. Not Pesach HaBayis, but Pesach of the chotzer. That's the idea. The chutz is also a private area. It's an extension of the bayis. So if the bayis opens into Rishis HaRabim, then light up Pesach Beisam. If the chutz opens into Rishis HaRabim, then you should light al Pesach chutz. So it sounds like your hadloka should be metzuruf to either a bayis or to a chutz. So when it comes to lighting in dormitories, there are two options. The dorm room is like your bayis, and the hallway is like your chutz. So presumably, the hadlokah should take place either on Pesach Beis, either on the right outside the dorm room, or it should be able to take place in the hallway as well. That's a chotzer. That's a chotzer. So Itaka used to be, before they had a fire, the guys used to light on the door, on the doorway to the dorm rooms. That's, you know, when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, we always lit in the, you know, in the hallways. You walk down the hallway and you saw everyone had their Chanukah burning right outside the door. But then they realized it's a fire hazard. They actually had a fire, a little bit of a fire in the dormitory. But then they said that everyone has to light in the lobby of the dormitory. So what's the idea of lighting in the lobby? What's kind of a strange idea is that? It's not al Pesach Beis, so how can you do that? The answer is, it's the Chotzer. Right? It's the Chotzer, close to the Rishis HaRabim. Pesach HaChotzer, close to the Rishis HaRabim. So they felt that if you can't light in al Pesach Beis, so you could light al Pesach HaChotzer. That's true according to Moshitas. Right. Many shittas hold that the lobby is considered a chotzer. So if you can't light on Pesach Beis, so you can light on Pesach chotzer. But Shechter felt that doesn't have a din of a chotzer. He relies on the Chazon Ish. Agrees with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish claims that the only time that something can have a din of a chotzer is if a person does tashmishim tznuim. He does private activities in that area. You hang your laundry. You eat a little bit. You walk around not fully dressed. You know, you walk on a pair of shorts. You walk around not, you know, not completely dressed. It's a little bit of a mokom tsanua, right? You might walk around in a pair of shorts there, but you're not going to walk around in a public area necessarily in a pair of shorts. Some people might not walk around in a pair of shorts in a public area, right? So you do some tashmishim tsum in that area, so that's called a chotzer. But the chasanish says, if you don't do any tashmishim tsum in that area, it doesn't have a din of a chotzer. So he felt that on chatzeros b'zman hazeh, people don't hang laundry. So the Chazon Ish said that al chatzeros, sai for Hilchas Erev and sai for Hilchas Chanukah, for all halachas, we don't have a din chotzer b'zman hazeh, says the Chazon Ish. So he says you can't light in the chotzer. Because the idea is you have to light the Neres Chanukah either outside the bayis or outside the chotzer, or right inside, right at the entrance of the chotzer, the entrance of the bayis. He says you can't light in the courtyards that we have b'zman hazeh, because the courtyards don't have a din of a chotzer, because no one does tashmishim tznuim al adin. The Biskir Rav disagreed, and that's the way most people assume. You have a makom that's emptying, that the bias is emptying into, that has a din of a chotzer, whether you do tashmishim tznuim there or you don't, it has a din of a chotzer. And if the takhon of the Chanukah is that you can light connected to the bias or connected to the chotzer, then you can light in this makom as well, even if you don't do tashmishim tznuim over there. So most of the poskim in the yeshiva assume that you can light in the lobbies of the dormitory, because it has a din of a chotzer, even though you don't do tashmishim tznuim over there. Some have pointed out that we really do tashmishim tznuim in the lobbies of the dormitories. I mean, people do walk around there. They won't hang their laundry there, but people do eat there, and they'll walk around, not fully dressed. They're very, they walk around in a pair of Crocs, and some people walk around in a pair of Crocs outside in the street. But I'm saying, people will walk around in the lobby. They'll do things in the lobby that aren't tashmishim tznuim. The lobbies are made for that. Right? The lobbies are made for that. So, You know, to say that our lobbies don't have a din of a chotzer, maybe Mechazan Ish might be moder. Maybe he might not be so happy to be moder. But maybe he'll be moder that they have a din of a chotzer. So there is room to be mekel. I'm not sure if Rabbi Schechter has come around. I hear that, you know, in recent years, he may have come around to say that that maybe the lobby should be considered a chotzer. But other posts can say that we should treat them as a chotzer, and you could like them. Certainly morgue, in terms of the lobbies, morgue is probably the best lobby. Because people really do use that area. So if you treat the lobby as a chotzer, then that's a place where you can make an Eres Chanukah for sure. Reuben's a little complicated. I think there are two places where they set up a table to light. They set it up in the dormitory, and they also set it up by the gym, the entrance to the gym. So I think it's probably better to light in the entrance to the dormitory, because that's really the building of the dormitory. I'm not sure if the gym is viewed as a chelik of the Reuben dormitory. It might be better to light on the table by the dormitory rather than by the gym. Some ask, can they light in the cafeteria? I think they set up in the cafeteria as well. I think Rabbi Schechter, years ago, didn't like the idea of lighting the cafeteria because he says it's not miyuchad for the people who live in Reuben. There are talmidim from other dormitories that also eat in the cafeteria. There are people from outside the yeshiva that eat in the cafeteria. So if it's not miyuchad for the members of that dormitory, then it might not be the best place to light. It might be better to light in the chotzer, right? To light in the chotzer rather than to light in the cafeteria. How about mus? Mus is a real problem because the place they set up to light is outside the mus based medrash. That's a place where, if you learn in the mus based medrash, then you see that during the year. If you don't learn in the mus based medrash, except for Chanukah, you might not see it at all. You might not even know that it exists. If you come to a wing shmooze there, so then you see that. So if you're in this year, you come to a wing shmooze, maybe. Right? But if you don't come to the wing shmooze, you might not even know that part of the building exists. You know, the catacombs of Mushorn. It might be scary to even walk there. You hear noises of pianos playing over there in the catacombs of Mushorn. Right? So it's a little bit strange. If you're not going to use the area, how can you consider it that a chotzer? Not only do you not use it for tashmish and snuim, you don't use it for any tashmish. So how's that called a chotzer? So some want to suggest that the best thing to do if you live in Mus and you want to light in that area is to use the area. Right? If during the days of Chanukah you actually use the area, you eat your lunch and supper there, or at least supper. You can light there as Chanukah and then eat supper there. So if you're using that makom for eating, makom pito gorem, achila is definitely the ikar tashmish, the ikar usage of the area. So if you use it for eating, then you can be koveh, that is your makom for the days of Chanukah. We find the poskim say that even someone who lives in a different area, he lives in a certain bias, but if he uproots his bias, if he moves somewhere, if he's visiting somewhere else, then he can light an Eres Chanukah for that night in his other bias. And right, his bias bakroy. It's a temporary dwelling, but that's enough. That can be nikves, your bias. So certainly if you're gonna use the bias for more than one night, one, two, three, you're in the dormitory for three, four nights of the week, and you're gonna be eating in that area, so that can be nikva as a makom of your usage. So then we can be koveh, that is your bias, we can be koveh, that is your chotzer, at least for the days of Chanukah. And of course, for those who live on the second floor of Mus, I think they also give you a place in the Mus lounge on the second floor. That's even better. Because people really use that. Some people even who don't live on the second floor of Mus, you live on the third or fourth floor of Mus, you still use that, so that's certainly better. To use the lounge on the second floor of Mus, that's, if you use that area, then that's certainly good. And even if you haven't used the area, you can be koveh that makom and use the area during Chanukah. That becomes your chutz, it becomes your bias, and then you should be able to light the Iker Adin. It should be another place where you can light the Eres Chanukah. Yeah, so a hand? Simon?
Yeah, I was
going
to bring up the topic of Mus lounge that you can gather in.
Okay, let's just talk about one final issue, and that is if you live in an apartment building. Many guys live in apartments. So we know the Iker Takona is to light in a way that the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim can see the nearest Tanakh. And what that means is that if you can't be Mepharsim for the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim, at least be Mepharsim for the B'nai Bais. So the same is true if a person lives in an apartment building, and even if he lights in the window, no one's going to see his Neres Chanukah. So then there's no value to lighting in the window. So he can just light on his Shulchan, because then the Pirsum Anisus for the B'nai HaBayis is not for the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim. Some posts can point out that if you live in an apartment building where there's another apartment building opposite you, and there are Jews living in that apartment building, So then you can light the Neres Chanukah and be mefaris in the Neres to the other Yidden that are living in the other bungalow. If there are only non-Jews living in the apartment building, then there's no value to it. There's no pirsum and isa for goyim, only for Jews. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik like that, from a Shulta Gibor. The pirsum and isa is for Yisraelim, not for goyim. So if you live in an apartment building, but there are other Yisraelim living in an apartment building opposite, which you can have in Washington Heights, it's very common. So then it's kedai. It's kedai to light in the window if you can, even if you live on the 8th floor. But if there are other Jews opposite you, then you'll be mafaris in the next for those Yidden who live in the opposite apartment building. But if you don't have anyone opposite you, then there is no point, and you just can leave the Neres Chanukah on the shulchan, and that's enough to be also the mitzvah. Of course, it's best if you're going to light for the Bnei Abayis. It's best to light when the Bnei Abayis ataka there. So let's say you're coming back late to the apartment and your roommates are sleeping. So some poskim will say that you should wake them up. So I don't think it's necessary. There are many poskim will say that lechatchila, perhaps the audience of your pesumah nisa is all of the roommates in the apartment, but you don't have to. You don't have to be matriarch on them to wake them up. But you can be mefaris in the nais for yourself. It's best to, you know, if you can light in a time that all the Bnei Abayis are there, then that's great. But if not, b'di'evet, at least for you, you can be mefaris in the nais, at least for you, and that should be sufficient in order to be yotzei the mitzvah properly. Okay, and finally, so many different halachas and Chanukah, you know, you just keep on saying finally. Okay, you know what, maybe we'll throw in a few more halachas. How about a person is going away for Shabbos? Right? So of course, you know, if you're going home for Shabbos, you can light there. Light in your parents' home. Let's say you're going back to the dormitory Motzei Shabbos. Right? So some posts can point out that once you were koveya mokom in this place, then we treat that as your bias until you go back to a different bias. So some are make a leaving that even if you're not going to eat Motzei Shabbos in your parents' home, you're going to go back to the dormitory. But you know, it's just easier than lighting the Neres Chanukah right after Shabbos. You can just light with them. So some say you can actually light. You can light there in your parents' home, even though you're going back to the dormitory. Other posts can say that maybe you should wait. If you're coming back to your real bias, your bias is in the apartment building, or maybe even in the dormitory, maybe it's best to wait. Some posts can have a pshar. They say that if you eat a little bit in the makom that you already lit the Neres Chanukah the previous night. Again, it's a makom that you were koveh as your bias before. So you lit the Neres Chanukah on Friday night in that place, you have a malacha makom. If you have a meal the next night, so you're koveh this as your bias even for tonight. Since makom pito gar, the ikar is the achil of a person, that's the ikar tashmish of an individual, according to the Gemara. So as long as you have a suda, Matzei Shabbos, then there is certainly room to be medical that you can actually light. You could light there. You don't have to light when you get back to the apartment building. And how about for a married couple? Let's say the husband is working late. His wife is there bisman. What does bisman mean? Shkia zacham. What does shkia zacham mean? It's a machlokas whether shkia zacham is actually an astronomical sunset or a tzeisa kochavim. The poskim say that maybe we should assume it's tzeisa kochavim. It's sof shkia. The best time to light if shkia is around 4:30. So I think the first night of Chanukah is like 4:28 or something. So one should light around lechatchila. One should light around 10 to 5. That's the best time to light. 10 to 5, 20 minutes after shkia. I think that's what they say the Chazon Ish did. That he held, according to the Gra, so shkia is around tzeis kochavim. So you should light 20 minutes after shkia. So let's say the woman of the household, the mother is home, but the husband is going to be working another 2 or 3 hours. Right? So 1 hour, 2 hours with his commute home. He's not going to get home until 6:30. Let's say. So maybe the wife should light bisman. Okay. The Vilna Gaon held that you have to light bisman. So maybe according to the Vilna Gaon, you should be machmer. But we don't pass in that way. We assume that you can light even after the initial time. Certainly, if you assume bisman hazeh, we're madlik bifnim, the pursuing isis for the Bnei Abayis, then it doesn't matter what time you light. As long as you see the neiros, it's fine. And even if the Pesum and Isa can be for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Bisman Hazeh, but the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are running around, they're probably running around more at 7 o'clock than they are at 5 o'clock. Because at 5 o'clock, you're living in a residential area, people are not there yet. So you can still light later. So many poskim say that when it comes to a family, it's probably better to light later. Not for the woman of the household to light without the husband. Why? For two reasons. First of all, since the Iker Heker Bisman Hazeh is for the Bnei Abayis, it's better that the husband should see the lights as well. And secondly, the Gemara says that let's say a person doesn't have enough money, and he's choosing between the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Which comes first, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? So the Gemara says Ner Shabbos Odeh because of Shalom Bayis. You know, part of the idea of Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis in the sense that you shouldn't trip over your shoelaces. You should be able to see what you're doing, right? To see where you're going to protect you. That's the idea of Shalom Bayis. So if we see that Shalom Bayis is an important criterion, right? If we see that Ner Shabbos is other from Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis, so presumably Shalom Bayis is a kovei when it comes to Ner Chanukah. So to have the husband and wife, you know, lighting together certainly increases the Shalom Bayis, then it's appropriate to wait for both members of the household to be home so that they can see the Ner Chanukah together, they can light together, and they'll be able to have more Shalom Bayis as a result. Yes?
What about
Davin Mar? So some quote the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says you should Davin Mar before you light the Ner Chanukah. But that's really only if you have a minyan kavua. If you normally Davin at Shkia, or you Davin at Tzeis HaKochavim, I should say. So then the Mishneh Berurah's rule holds fast, that you should daven mar. It's a question, right? Which, you know, there are two mitzvahs now to do. You're deciding whether you should light an Eres Chanukah now or to daven mar. So comes the Mishneh Berurah and says that you should daven mar first. But if you normally have a minyan later, I think even the Mishneh Berurah would say that you can daven later. Yeah, as long as you have a shomer, you set your watch alarm or something to remind you. Or if you have a minyan kavua, then we assume, if you always daven 10 o'clock in the Beis Medrash, then we assume that you can daven at the same time. So lechora, it's not a problem. One should be able to light the Ner Chanukah and to daven Ma'ariv later. Okay, Kasanti.